Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, a diagnose. You're feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Coach Mike Jones Show podcast, episode 30. We're proud and honored to have our guest on today. But before that, I'm proud that my co-host went out and got our guest today for us in the last moment. So we're proud of that. But if you haven't heard of my co-host, his name is Sign Guy. He's so fly. Let me tell you why. He doesn't even have to try. Why is that, you tell me? It's because he's so spry. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That's because if you don't want to buy, you might miss out on some pie. That's because he's better than baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. Sign Guy, how you doing, brother?
Doing all right, Coach, with the most coming at us from coast to coast. You don't mean to brag, but you have to boast because your favorite Whoopi Goldberg movie of all time is Ghost.
It sure is. Hey, you got any show notes?
Yeah, real quick, for some wrestling today, you have over in Liberty Lake, Washington, Relentless Wrestling, GZW in Merrillville, Indiana, IPW in Kalamazoo, Michigan, Funkified Wrestling Federation in Warsaw, Indiana, Nope East Underground in Orlando, Florida, and the AWA and CMLL are doing a joint venture in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, right on. Can you let everyone know who our guest is?
Our guest today is the general manager of New Era Wrestling in Shelbyville, Indiana. Someone I've known for many, many years. He's had many different hats he's worn throughout his career in professional wrestling. Christopher Icon.
Hey, how
Hello.
You doing?
Doing really good.
How's
it's
going
actually
today?
Kind of nice here in Indiana today.
Right on. All right. Before I get to some of our standard questions, let's let Sign Guy ask you the first-timer question.
All right. I sort of know this, but I will ask it. What got you into the crazy business of professional wrestling?
I think that's kind of a two-pronged question because there's a point where you're a fan and you're in it because you're a fan. And for me, of course, we all liked it as a kid, but I kind of fell off like everybody else did. And I'm sure you've heard the story a bunch from many different people. We stumbled back into it, me and my friend Damian Cole, who Sign Guy knows, watching the NWO. So that really sparked our love for professional wrestling because it was hip and edgy, right, like we thought we were as teenagers. And then fast forward a few years later, and it was ECW that kind of made me feel like a guy my size. I'm only 6'1". I mean, currently I'm just under 190. I'm not huge. I'm not Jack. But ECW made me feel like a guy my size could make it. And then we got together with some friends who you also know, Tom and Troy Van Zant, TVZ, who are kind of a big deal in Indiana, John Wall, Bobby Black, a couple of these guys, and we got together and just said, let's do this. And here we are 20, it's got to be close to 25 years later, and, you know, I'm on your guys' show talking about wrestling again in a show we just had the last weekend.
Right on. And then one of Turnbuckle Turmoil's standard questions is, and then we've had it filter over to our show, is Sign Guy would like to know what your favorite coffee to drink is.
I don't drink coffee.
And we get that answer probably 40%, I think. What do you think, Sign?
That's probably pretty close, yeah.
I do have a morning drink, though.
Okay, well, yes, we like to know what the drink, favorite drinks.
I drink one energy drink a day because, you know, those things are so bad for you, whatever. But the mango juice monsters, the mango flavor, that's what I drink. I drink one of those. That's my cup of coffee, if you will.
Okay, and then Sign Guy, has Icon made it to Turnbuckle Turmoil yet?
Absolutely. Yes. He's been on a few times.
Okay, all right, right on. Yes, I've been proud to be a co-host on there for over a year now. So, going strong.
Yeah, we like
Sign
it.
Guy, Sign Guy went out and got me my own show, too. So, that even worked out even better. So, and then he even helps me co-host on here. So, I'm really grateful. All right.
Awesome.
So
we love seeing people make things happen.
Yes, and then I guess we'll go back and forth on our format. I'll ask you a question and then switch back to Sign. So one of my first questions always is, who were some of your heroes growing up, whether it was wrestling, sports, music, ordinary life? And we want to hear about all of the above.
All right. I got lucky. Ordinary life, I get along great with my dad. I was very lucky. I know a lot of people can't say that, to have a good relationship with my dad and then, by effect, my stepmom when she came into our lives. And that's where I learned the important parts of life. So those two right there have to be heroes. And, of course, growing up like everybody else, man, in wrestling, I loved the great Muda. He was mysterious, and the way he moved was different than everybody else. Then that showed me the creative side of wrestling. Other than that,
okay.
I didn't idolize a lot of people growing up. I got lucky and had a good father and a good stepmom.
Okay, there you go. All right. And then, Sign Guy?
Well, you talked about NEW being around for so long. I was watching television last night, and I saw at least a couple of alumni out of New Era on the national television programs. What's it like for you as someone that created the promotion and is still there as the general manager when you see people on the national stage that at one point was working for you?
I love it. I can name two people right now. You know, we don't have to name drop or whatever, but I'm sure you can think of the two I would name, a guy and a girl. Both great people. I love it in this business when good, genuine, great people that put in the work get something. Because this business will give you what you put into it.
Okay, right on. Yeah, and then, so what are some of the different characters you've worked in wrestling?
I would say I was just kind of a generic ripoff Raven heel when I actually wrestled, right? Because I was just learning who I was. And then injuries and whatever, however you want to word that, I wasn't that great as a wrestler. And I transitioned to more character work. And I don't remember who said it, but it was somebody early on that said, find that flamboyant side of you, that character side of you, and just turn it up. So that's kind of what I did, but I still looked to, for example, doing manager work, I looked to Paul Heyman to steal a little bit of that smart but swarmy type of character, you know what I mean? And then for color commentary, when I fortunate enough to do that, I looked more to Bobby the Brain Heenan, the way he was a heel and still saying heel stuff, not burying the guys in the ring. So I try to walk that fine line. I guess basically my characters are just me turned up for wrestling.
Okay. Sign?
Now, for the people that are listening that aren't overly familiar with New Era Wrestling, you guys run the Boys and Girls Club there in Shelbyville, Indiana, pretty much once a month. Family-friendly event. You have fans from basically all backgrounds, all age groups, very diverse type of crowd. What would you describe as a typical New Era experience for someone that is thinking of attending but has not checked it out yet?
We like to be interactive. For example, Sign Guy, I know you know our champion, Hillbilly Jed. He's a big deal around Indiana. For somebody's birthday, you know, we had a birthday party in the crowd. Jed put on a blow-up hippo suit. I think it's from, like, Madagascar or something. And did a lap dance in the middle of the ring for this lady's birthday. That juxtaposition of someone like Jed, who is a big deal, he's absolutely respected. People love that guy. He can flat out go in the ring. But he knows how to add a little something from the show to make somebody's day, month, year. We do that a lot in New Era. You know, our heels aren't afraid to, they're never going to hit a fan. You know how that goes. But our heels will get right up to you and let you know what they think. So we really stress interaction. We want to make sure everybody's having fun. Everybody.
Nice. Okay, and what's some of the most memorable matches you've been involved with, and then also the most memorable matches you've seen?
Involved with would, I assume you would mean like me personally. I wrestled Rob Raymer, who I believe you also know, way back in the day in a casket match. I'd never done anything like that. Put aside the butt whipping and how tough he is and all that, it was still exciting for me because I never got to do a casket match. So that was like a personal highlight.
Okay.
And then in Columbus for Emerge Wrestling, I was feuding with Chris Caliber, who you may also know. And, you know, to get the one up on him, I went and got Simon Dean, who, as you know, used to be Nova in ECW. I loved ECW, so then there's another personal highlight for me. Even if it's just agent or managing Simon Dean, it was still something for me felt special. And then in December of last year, no, not December. Anyway, last year, as you know, probably Sign Guy, TJ Kemp retired. So I got to watch him and Hillbilly Jed in TJ's last match for New Era Wrestling. And you know both of those guys. They left it all out there.
Nice. Okay, and then what about, of course, you've been an announcer and a manager. What about some of the most memorable matches that you've done those?
Managing was definitely with Simon Dean and working with guys that are just top of their craft, like Jeremy Hadley. You know, I put together that Hellfire Club group before Stranger Things, I like to throw out there. But to be fair, I stole the concept from X-Men Comics. So I got to work with guys like Jeremy Hadley, who's just on the top of his game, and up-and-coming kids like Sage Phillips. You see his name everywhere now. He's like, I hate the comparison that you could compare him to Benoit, but without all the psycho kill the family stuff. He's technical. He's aggressive. He's, I don't know. It's good to see kids like that bloom into something. You know what I mean? And as the Hellfire Club manager, agent, whatever, I got to see him go from still good, but he's figuring out. And you know how the process goes. And then now, as the general manager, we brought him in to wrestle. And I just got to see this guy I knew as this kid who was just figuring it out to a wrestler. You know, he knew what he was doing. He knew himself. He's so good in the ring. And that's, again, a highlight to me.
Yes, definitely. And then we hope the fans can look up some of these names you threw out there for us. And then also we know that one of the most memorable matches you've probably seen is when Sign Guy got dumped on his head by them crazy firefighters.
My gosh. I don't know if I can salt, and let me get through this, say that's the most memorable match I've ever seen, because I was just at HBW visiting or whatever, so I'm in the crowd talking. I'm not paying attention to the match because I know what it is.
Okay,
I hear this sound.
Yeah, yeah.
This man, I doubt many of your listeners were there. It's impossible to describe this sound, like meat just dropped on concrete. And I knew right away that Sign Guy was in there with some firefighters who might not be as technically good at wrestling. So I knew when that sound echoed or reverb.
Yeah.
As soon as I heard that sound, I knew he was hurt. Thankfully, by the time I got across the building to go check on him, the firefighters had already been like, hey, stop, everybody get out of the way. But it was, I don't know what happened visually, but I heard him hit the ground, and that's not a sound I will ever forget.
Okay, and what about some other most memorable matches our fans might want to look up?
Oh, man, that's kind of an unfair question at the stage in my career because I've done so much. I've got to be a part of so much. You guys, if you even remotely are interested in independent wrestling, you got to watch Hillbilly Jed and TJ Kemp retirement from New Era Wrestling. I'm pretty sure it's online.
Yeah,
you can find us, like, everywhere under New Era Wrestling.
Okay,
that match
right
there, I think everybody should watch. Because not only are you going to see what our show's all about, you're going to see two experts at wrestling in the ring. And who doesn't like to watch two absolute experts at this craft go at it?
Exactly. Sign?
Well, I'm familiar with the matches you put out there, but as the general manager of New Era, I'm sure you're always scouting for potential new wrestlers to add to the roster, thinking of new matches to put out there for the fans. If there were no such things as contracts and wrestlers being beholden to companies, what's the one dream match you would most want to bring to New Era Wrestling?
You know what? I would like to take our champion, Jed, and just say any other champion, come and get it. And I don't mean that in a rude way, as in we're better than you, or I want to stamp out your company. I have that much faith in our champion. You know him personally, so you know what a good guy he is. I like that he represents company right now. So I would love, I would just love to see him birth some of these guys who are really making names for themselves, like, I don't know, Sugar D or Larry D, if you want to follow the D reference. There's some really, really good talent out there right now.
Okay. Absolutely. I would pay to see Hillbilly Jed versus Larry D.
Fantasy booking, though, if I could have anybody in the whole world wrestling-wise, I'll tell you what, my favorite thing right now in wrestling is Danhausen. He cracks me up.
Okay.
So fantasy-wise, I'd love to have Danhausen in my company. You know what I mean? That's just the nerd in me.
Okay.
It's in here with all of us. You know what I mean?
He's a Northwest guy, right there, right, Sign?
He's actually from the East Coast, but yeah, he he goes back several years, and it's good to see him making a name for himself.
Okay, nice.
I agree.
And then who are some of your favorite people to work in general? And then, of course, people want to know about in the ring, too.
You know, when I was working in the ring, I was still relatively new, so I worked mainly Tom and Troy Van Zandt, who I love, like personally love to this day. I worked Damian Cole a lot. Him and I feuded, like tried to kill each other feud. I loved that whole thing, getting to look back on it. Sure, during it sucks because you're getting beat up. I do miss, whether it's unfortunate or not, I don't think anything I've done in wrestling is unfortunate for me. But going from an actual in-ring wrestler, there's a lot of guys that I know now and love and respect that I've never got to wrestle, like Hillbilly Jed, like TJ Kemp, Braden Lee, who came out of our training academy. Well, it's branded the New Era Training Academy, but I need to be real honest. That's Damian Cole's baby, doing great with these new talents.
Cool. All right. Okay. Fine.
Now, I know you used to go to certain places and work out with talents and help with the training. Some of it was physical. A lot of it was the mental aspect and the psychology aspect. Do you enjoy training the new crop of wrestlers? I know you can't physically wrestle them like in a 20-minute match or anything like that on shows, but do you enjoy helping along as much as possible these new wrestlers?
Absolutely. When you reach my point, listen, I'm never going to the WWE. I'm never going to AW. It's just a reality. You know, I've come to grips with it. I'm fine. But I still need to give back to this business that's given me so much. And if the only way I can do that is to teach what I know to young generations, then I'm all for it. Plus, there's this thing that happens when you're teaching. You're also kind of learning yourself. Because we can say lock up, arm drag, blah, blah, blah. But when you're teaching, you got to explain the fine motions of it. And I like that side because not only am I showing somebody else something when I can, I'm also learning something myself. So imparting any kind of knowledge on anybody who wants it, I'm all for it.
Okay, cool. Did you play sports in high school or growing up?
I did not. I was a nerd, man. I was reading. I liked music. I tried to play music. No sports at all. I wish I had, though, but nope, not athletically gifted at all.
And then what's your self-defense background?
Wrestling? You know how it is. You learn.
Okay.
You learn in wrestling.
Yeah.
And I've flirted around. I'm not good, so I don't like to say I've done a bunch of jiu-jitsu, but I flirted around with it. Most of the time, I don't.
Okay.
We don't get bothered, you know. I don't know if it's because, we run in this town we have for a long time, and people know that I'm not trying to start no fights.
Okay, yeah. Fine.
Are you, in addition to being the general manager and being in the ring and so many other hats, you have ring announced before, and a lot of people take for granted the role of ring announcer. Usually that's going to be the face of the company. No matter what the promoter intends, the fans usually see the ring announcer as someone that has power within the company to make changes and overturn decisions, things of that nature. The ring announcer is the person that informs the fans how and where to spend their money for the promotion to make their money. It's often on the independents just given to whoever happens to be walking by, and they'll hand a microphone to them and hope for the best. Mm-hmm. But good promoters know it's a very vital position, and they put a little stock into it. I know you were very good as a ring announcer, and in recent years. You have put darling Nikki at the helm for ring announcing there at New Era, and she is very good at what she does. Also, Dolly St. Clair has come into her own as a ring announcer. What do you think more promoters should look for and try to do in order to have good quality ring announcers for their shows?
You have to find a balance of a character. We all love, like, man, I don't know ring announcers, but say maybe Lillian Garcia. People love her, but you don't know anything about her. We got lucky with Nikki. She's so big of a personality in real life. So she went, yes, I'll do the ring announcing, but she made it her own. She's more like a host than a ring announcer because she's interacting with the fans and she's changing her outfits every match. Just if you're inspiring to be a ring announcer, do it to the best of your ability and find a way to make yourself different without making yourself an over-the-top character. Because you don't want to distract from the show. You want to enhance the show. You know what I mean?
Definitely. And then your name is Icon. That's an awesome name, and you definitely got the look. What do you got coming up, brother?
We are getting ready for our headlocks and head... Oh my gosh. Headlocks and Heartbreak show in February. It'll be the third Saturday, which I think is the 21st. I'd have to look to be sure. So I'm just now getting to that point where I got to put in behind the scenes. It's time to start figuring out some of these guys that really, really want to get their hands on each other. You know how that goes. You've got to make sure that they're both in the show and they behave. We're just getting to that point where the work of it is starting to ramp up to check on the guys, make sure, you know, guys like Jed who's ready to go. And so we got that event coming up, which is at the Shelbyville Boys Club here in Shelbyville, Indiana. It's called Heartaches and Heart. Oh my God, I get it wrong every time. It's called Headlocks and Heartbreaks. So we're just getting ready to start ramping up the work to get that show started. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely. Okay, and then how do people get
and
a hold of you? Okay. I'm
on
sorry.
All the social medias. My Facebook is Christopher Icon, and you can reach out to me there. I'm slow to respond, but I do respond to people.
Okay. And then you were still going on what you got coming up, right?
Yeah, I got next month a place in Connersville, Indiana, World's Finest Wrestling. I'm returning there to do color commentary, which I did for most of their shows pre-pandemic. And as you guys, well, as the whole world knows, that pandemic really took a chunk out of independent wrestling. But I'm getting back to doing color again, and I believe he has worked out a deal with maybe Fight TV or what's the independent wrestling?
IWTV.
Thank you. It's IWTV. And I know that we have been in talks with IWTV also. So I'll be getting out there more exposure, which is always fun for more eyes and or ears.
Okay, signed.
Now, for a lot of people out there, like you said, the pandemic took a big chunk of independent wrestling because there are caps on attendance and indoor capacities and things like that. A lot of promotions started doing live streaming, and they were doing events that either had no fans in attendance where they had very limited amount of fans in attendance, but they were trying to keep their product going, trying to keep the brand in the minds of the fans. As it went along, a lot of people took the belief that live streaming would eventually start to hurt independent wrestling some because it would encourage people to stay at home and maybe not pay to watch wrestling and get into the habit of watching for free and watching it from home, a lot of people felt that it would attract more fans as more people were able to see the product and become familiar with it. What's your personal belief on how live streaming will really affect independent wrestling?
This is a kind of interesting subject because I think I have a good middle ground for everyone. I've been in the talks with some people about just making some kind of highlight show. That way you still have a live stream content. People can still see outside of our area what we're all about, but you don't give away like the full show from match one to the main event. That way there's still incentive for people to come see you, still get your name out there. So we're trying to find a good middle ground to take advantage of the technology like streaming to get more eyes on our product.
Nice.
That's
okay, and then what's
like
the
a good middle ground?
We're trying. Wrestling is very adaptive.
What suggestions do you have for people wanting to get into the business?
You know what I've been saying a lot lately? Of course, get trained. That's number one. Don't get around in your backyard and do some moves and think you know what you're doing. Get trained. After that, just remember, if you can't make it as a wrestler, and that happens to a lot of us, that doesn't mean you're less of a person or blah, blah, blah. There is always something else can do in this business that is also vital. Referees are vital. Managers are vital. Ring announcers are vital. Ring crew is very vital. So just don't give up on yourself. If you can't be a in front of the crowd character wrestler, don't give up on yourself. There will be something else for you in this business.
Oh, you definitely you need a pack of people to help, you know. And then what schools would you suggest for people?
You know what? I'm going to have to put over Damian Cole's New Era Wrestling Academy. But there are a lot of good things going on around Indiana as far as schools. You guys are familiar with Congo Kong. I know he does some training more up north. So, I mean, that's another great guy to learn from. Just find a school.
Then,
I can recommend school because I know guys and, you know, but.
And then one of my usual standard questions are, who are some of your toughest opponents? And I would be willing to bet Damian Cole would be on the list of one of your toughest opponents in wrestling.
And Troy Van Zandt. That guy has a forearm that he knocked me out. Like, we're wrestling, right? And he hits me with his forearm, and I'm done. I didn't fall down. You know, we were still able to get back in the ring and all that, but he's just tough. He wasn't mean. He wasn't trying to hurt anyone. But he was a tough opponent. And, of course, Damian. I got to put him over.
Exactly. And then we were proud and honored to have Tom on just a few weeks ago when Zion Guy was on location in the Midwest.
Nice.
And Zion, that was a special occasion. Let him know about it.
We were sat there at Shirley's Chaparral. I was looking at a picture of the Van Zandt, and right underneath the picture was the actual Tom Van Zandt.
Oh, nice. You got to spend some time with Tom.
Yeah, and then I glanced to my left. There's a picture of Damian Cole in there. So they're well represented with their portraits of professional wrestlers there in Shelbyville in the local businesses.
Shirley
and then
is,
who else was
the Chaparral is such a staple of this town that we're honored to have any of our guys on the wall in there also.
And then we had another show that day on location. Let him know who else was on that one.
Oh, yeah, we did a little bit of promotion for Rampage Radisson's rebirth of FEW, and we had Rampage. We had someone you've known since he was probably 8, Dylan Bostic, and we had Rip Rogers out of nowhere join us. He was just randomly there.
Yeah, Rip shows up, man. That's what he does.
Indeed he
does.
Yes,
honored to get to talk to him. He's a sort of a feisty guy there.
Yeah, he's a character, man, but that's who he is. He's not pretending to be anything. He is genuinely just a character.
And he was telling you the truth when he let you know it's not the most talented guy that's out there working, getting the job.
Nope,
you know,
it's the total packages.
He lived it, you know what I mean? Where he was one of the most talented guys and wasn't getting the job. You know?
Yeah, he's
so.
A legend.
And then, Sid, what else you got?
Well, I would also put out there one of the more underrated aspects in wrestling, and it's something else on the independent circuit. A lot of promoters don't necessarily put effort and time into finding proper ones is the referees. I know you've always had a good crop of referees, one of which, like we mentioned earlier, they're on national television. But what are you looking for as a general manager and as someone that is in charge of bringing in new people to the company? What are you looking for as far as someone to referee on your show that you know is going to be quality and not hurt the matches, but rather help them along?
Oh, that's an interesting question, because a referee, that's a hard, if you want to call it, position in this business, because you need to be right there following the rules. You can't be too much of a pushover, or as a former heel myself, I'm going to get away with anything I can't. But you can't be too aggressive, because a referee's job is to make sure everything's within the guidelines, but not be in the way himself. So when a good referee, you want a guy who's firm. He knows that he's got, if you want to say, power back at him to say, no, you touch me again, you're out of here. He needs to know that I agree with that too. A good general manager is going to follow your ref. If he says this match is done, then I'm going to come out there and say this match is done. You need to be firm, but also just aware, situationally aware. A referee is such a hard position. You need to have confidence, and it's just a hard thing to answer, because there are refs out there that look mousy, like he would get bowled over, that'll stand up to guys like, say, Congo Kong. I'm not going to lay hands on him because he doesn't want to get murdered, but you know what I mean?
Yes, definitely. Okay, and then I've decided I'm going to come up with a new standard question for my show, and I'm going to call it favorites. And so I'm going to ask all of us some of our favorite stuff, and then we can try to keep them short answers. Like, for example, Icon, what was your favorite concert you've seen?
Probably Tool. I love that band. One of my favorite bands. They put on a great live show, so Tool.
And then where was it, and how many times have you seen them? And who played with them?
I've seen them about 5 times now, and the last time I saw them was at the, what's our field house called now? It used to be where the Pacers play. I don't know. I think it's called Gainbridge Field House right now.
And did they play by themselves?
They had a band with them, but that band only played like 5 or 6 songs. Tool are kind of like a big production, so they take up more time.
Yes, I've seen them, and they are amazing. And then now you've seen them 5 times. Which was the best one?
Maybe the first time I ever saw them, just because you don't know what you – I mean, you kind of know right on the CD. You're like, oh, I like these guys. But then you see them live, and you're like, holy cow.
Okay, and then now my answer is I was a local roadie for 10 years, so I've got to see many shows. I've got them all written down, over 700 shows, and my favorite show I ever seen was the first show I ever seen, Eddie Money and Van Halen 2 Tour at the Seattle Center Arena, and that was an amazing thing. They set the drums on fire. different stuff like that. And I seen Van Halen 8 times after that, and they never beat themselves because they didn't have, you know, they already made it. They didn't have the fire that they had that first show. And what about you, Sign?
I'll go with the first time I saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, which was at the Schoer Center in Kent, Washington.
And who played with them?
It was a local band. It was like BJ Shea's band from 99.9 KISW. He had his band there, and they opened, and then Lynyrd Skynyrd took over from there.
Right on. Yes, they're great, too. I've got to see them in the 80s with Santana in the Tacoma Dome. It's off the charts. Yeah. Okay. Now, what's some of your favorite sports teams?
I'm a Pacers guy. I grew up watching, my dad worked so much, but he liked basketball. If you wanted to spend time with your dad, you knew he'd be watching basketball. So I'd go in there and sit down and watch Pacers with my dad. So still to this day, I'm a Pacers fan.
And what about football and baseball?
I don't like baseball. But football, I'm a Colts fan. Same reason, watching with my dad growing up.
Local guy, yes, exactly. Same with me. I was born in Los Angeles, but only lived there till I was 2. Grew up in Tacoma, Washington. So I've been a Northwest fan, Seattle, everything. So those are my favorite teams. Then what about you, Sign?
I'm a Reds fan. I'm a Celtics fan. And I'm a fan of the San Jose Sharks.
What about football?
I don't really watch the American football so much, but I do like Liverpool.
Wrong football,
okay.
Fine guy.
Well, you know, it's the one I like.
Okay. All right, and then, all right, Sign, how about you? Go ahead.
Well, I would also like to know, you've seen a lot of guys over your career. You've seen probably hundreds, if not thousands, of different wrestlers, which means you've seen hundreds, if not thousands, of wrestling gear. And we all know wrestlers take a lot of pride in their wrestling gear if they're serious about anything. What would you say is the most memorable looking wrestling gear you have seen?
Right now, I like the way Hillbilly Jed changes up his gear so it's more modern but still keeps that hillbilly look. But back in the day, we had a young lady by the name now of Ruby Soho come through, and she wore this gear that was like one leg was shorts, but the other leg was pants. And back then, I'd never seen anything like that, so it stands out in my mind. Now you see it a little bit more, but back then, I'd never seen anything like that. So that stands out to me. It's not my favorite look or whatever. I'm old, and I get confused, evidently. Pick pants or shorts, please. But that really stood out to me was her gear. And I like guys that their gear reflects their gimmicks. Damian Cole is that way. He's got the arcades on his gear, and you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Absolutely, yeah.
The John Cena look sucks. Anybody in street clothes sucks. I don't give a shit. I mean, I'm sitting here watching these shows, and check it out. Half the fucking card and half the matches are all street clothes. Like,
yeah, unfortunately, I could only explain why I did it back in the day. Because I wanted to look like I was a normal guy from the street. And now that I'm older, I tell kids, get gear. Respect yourself enough to get gear. Because you don't look as cool, quote, as you think you do. And that was my problem. I thought I looked cool. But now that I know better, I'm just hang my head in shame. I'm like you. Get gear, man. Get gear.
Well, and back then, people didn't wear it out as much. You know, it seems like nowadays it's just us. Nobody cares. Well, half the people care. You know, whatever. Yeah.
Now, the people care. Right. It's just maybe the wrestler's not noticing it because they're going to forget you. If you just look like John Smith from down at the bar, you're not special. But if you're in the ring, you're the attraction. So take a little bit of time to show the pride that you are the attraction.
Exactly. All right, Sign, what do you got coming up?
What do I have coming up? Well, tomorrow on Turnbuckle Turmoil, we're joined by Russian competitor based out of California, Alexis Derkov. And then next week on Friday afternoon, we have out of Delaware, 1CW promoter Sean Hardy. The next day on Saturday, not totally confirmed yet, but 90% chance I'm going to head over to Aberdeen, Washington, help with a little bit of training with the new Rogue Wrestling Attraction School. They're just getting started, so I like to go over there once in a while, help out with that. And then a week from tomorrow, we're taking the day off of Turnbuckle Turmoil because I was booked to officiate a wedding. And then on the 11th of February, I have Combat Pro Wrestling presents Theatrical Wrestling. If you're a commissioner in Washington, Theatrical Wrestling. The 18th, I am back at Northwest Pro in Vaughan, Washington at the Civic Center. And the 25th, I will be at the Idaho Convention Center in suburban Boise, Idaho for Wrestle Club.
Yes, and February 11th is the date we're trying to get Aaron Bolo on, the Turnbuckle Turmoil Hall of Famer. And then, Icon, what else would you like to plug and promote or let the fans know?
Just Indiana wrestling in general, man. Around here, we're so appreciative of our fans. We encourage them to check us out and interact with us on any social media. It's New Era Wrestling under just about everything. If you're in this area and you're thinking about getting trained, check out the New Era Wrestling Academy on any social media. And just support wrestling. That's my big happy message for everyone. Support indie wrestling. We are all still out here. We are doing the damn thing. It's worth watching and enjoying.
For sure. And who are some of your trainers at the New Era School?
I don't get out there as much. That's why I had to point out that it was Damian Cole's baby. He's doing a lot of the training, and he's good at it. It's relatively new, but he's good at it.
Okay, nice. All right. And then, Sign, how do people get a hold of you besides by the left arm?
He's everywhere. You just find him. He just pops up.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, I would say Icon nailed it.
And then what about Chicken Bob?
Chicken Bob, they can
Chicken?
Find. He's on the Twitters. He's on the Book of Faces. He's got his Instagram. He's very proud of his Instagram. So you can find Chicken Bob. You search him out, you will find him.
Did you pick
Chicken Bob
from Cousin Cooter?
Yes.
Cooter was going to retire Chicken Bob. I bought Chicken Bob's Freedom. He's traveled the country. He sometimes gets paid more than I do at bookings.
If I remember correctly, I was Cousin Cooter's first opponent ever. We went to school together in my original hometown. I'm originally from Seymour, which is down the road from where I grew up by like an hour and a half. We didn't have any contact. I show up to HPW, and he gets introduced to me, and I'm like, wait, what? You know, it blew our minds that we knew each other from back then. So I'm very familiar with the chicken. That damn chicken.
You know, when I broke my face, my main concern for like half an hour was the safety of chicken. Cousin Cooter can confirm.
I bet. Yes.
Were you afraid he was going to choke your chicken?
Well, he'd been left behind at the arena. I was afraid some dastardly person was going to jump chicken from behind and chicken nap them.
Oh, that would be, I got nothing.
Yeah, I was going to ditch the hospital, go help chicken out, but Cooter wouldn't let me.
So yeah, you should probably let those doctors.
How do they get a hold of Chicken Bob, and is he on the next Sign of the Times?
He's on the Twitter's at Chicken Bob Bach, on the gram, Chicken_Bob_Wrestling. The Book of Faces, just look up Chicken Bob fan page. He'll pop up there, and he should be on the next episode of the Sign of the Times.
I look forward to that.
Very awesome. You guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most. Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for hundreds of interviews from celebrities all over the world. Congo Kong is in the NGW Green Room. And then,
nice.
Also, if you need some work done, we have licensed and insured and bonded general contractors, A+, pay less, handyman services, no job, too big or small. They are 10% cheaper than any written estimate and 15% cheaper for military or seniors. So they can get her done. All right, guys. Anything else we should mention, Sign or Icon?
I will throw this out. Someone I know, Icon knows, has just opened a school as well. So if you're looking for a school in Indiana, Jake Oman has started up the White River Wrestling Academy. And I would definitely recommend that. If you're looking for a school, Jake Oman's as good as anybody to teach you the professional wrestling business.
Yeah, I couldn't remember what the name was of it or if he had started it just yet. That's why I didn't plug it earlier. But, yeah, if he's up and ready to go, I recommend people check him out too.
Okay, and then I want to say I do love Indiana myself. I mean, even just like the Tom Petty song, The Indiana Girls, I mean, it just has a special meaning to me, you know. I've got to go there
me
for
too.
Girls and Legends twice, once to wrestle myself against Dash Venture and with Sign Guy in his corner. But it was nice
of
that
course.
Time we got to see Stevie Jonock upset Sign Guy for the 24/7 title in the hallway of the hotel. And then at the second time I got to go, I got to bring the Human Tornado and the Five Most Wanted down there to Heroes and Legends. Have you got to work at Heroes and Legends?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, yeah, hopefully you can get down there someday. I think they're going to be back in October.
That sounds right going from memory.
And then yes, I do love the place. I'm due back there. I hope to get back there this year and be nice to meet you. Come out and see you guys' show. Maybe do some more interviews.
Yeah, I would like
know.
That too.
So, we thank you so much, and we wish you all the luck in the world, and we appreciate your time and everything you do for wrestling. Thank you so much. Anything else,
Thank
Ryan?
You, gentlemen.
Nope, that's all for me. Icon, hopefully we'll see you the next time we're in town. Give my best to the boys.
Will do. I'll talk to you gentlemen later.
Thank you so much, brother.
Take care, guys.
See ya. All right, Sign. Yeah, you know, they still got the SOS school down here in Tacoma. Beginners classes are 9 a.m. tomorrow. Intermediate is 11 o'clock. Wild Lyle and Viento should be down there. Got to get down there myself just to check it out and maybe do some interviews. What else do you got going, Sign?
I think I covered pretty much everything a couple of minutes ago. And, of course, down the road in April, I will be at Paulcade, supposedly the final one, but I'm looking forward to getting to Paulcade. You know, on Paulcade, they have booked Kerry Offal. Kerry Offal used to be a dog, and he's going to be on Paulcade, Coach. How great is that?
Awesome. My goodness. We're going to have to see if we can get that live streamed. My goodness.
They do air it on IWTV. It's usually not live, but usually like the following week they put it up there in its entirety. So be on the lookout for that. And then in July it was officially booked last week in a Buddha special on Turnbuckle Turmoil. Coach, I'm sure you listened to it, but I was formerly booked at World's Finest Wrestling for their first ever women's title tournament. They need me to officiate because they know I've done many an all-female show. Keith Miller before on the air, so I'll be heading over there to see who's the first ever World's Finest Wrestling women's champion. Maybe Chris Icon will be on that show because he's headed there for commentary.
Okay, awesome, yes. All right, cool. Okay, yep, well, the playoffs are this weekend. It's Kansas City versus the Bengals and the 49ers versus the Eagles. Who do you got?
Well, the Bengals were good. Manic Monday was one of the best songs to come out of the 1980s. They were great.
Okay.
And then,
what about in the football game?
Oh, that one. I'll go with the Bengals again. Wasn't Brian Pillman on them?
Yes, exactly. And the 49ers in Philadelphia.
Well, I don't want to lose my booking at CPW, so I guess I'll say the 49ers.
Yeah, I think I got to go with the 49ers.
You're looking to get booked at CPW too, huh?
Yeah, and then to win it all, I mean, I'm a big McCaffrey and Bosa fans, so I wouldn't mind seeing them get a ring.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, we'll see you guys next week at noon Pacific. Thanks so much, Sign Guy, for your time, and we appreciate everything. Thanks so much for your input and all the feedback, too. Appreciate it.
Everybody, you know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most, coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I gotta roast you in my social media posts. You double dose or diagnose, you feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones. Everybody say coach. Everybody say coach.